they have got a very big implication as far as businesses are concerned. Why? Because companies must be aware of embargoes that apply to their intended export or import destinations. When you want to export something to some entity, you will first have to find out whether there is an embargo or not. If you want to import something from somebody, you will have to check up whether there is an embargo on that import or not. This is something which even a small importer-exporter will have to find out very strictly. An embargo check is very difficult, but it's also a timely process for both importers and exporters to save yourself from headache on this embargo level. And these checks include referencing embargo lists, cancelling transactions, and ensuring the validity of a trade entity. When you want to enter into trade, ensure the validity of that entity with whom you want to trade, whether for import or for export. The effectiveness of any embargo is in proportion to the extent and degree of international participation. If some country participate and some country do not participate, then embargoes are not effective at all. So, effectiveness will come when the international community participates. And embargoes can also help be an opportunity for some countries to develop self-sufficiency within. Country being embargoed will develop their own self-sustaining features to develop self-sufficiency within themselves, so they will not be affected by the embargo. Let's look at the impact of the current sanctions which are taking place, especially the Russia's war on Ukraine. Russia launched military operations against Ukraine. It was the biggest attack on a European nation because Ukraine is considering themselves to be a European nation. European Union leaders have agreed on a package of economic and financial sanctions against Russia. Russia's economy is worse off than it was before Russia expanded its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. It has been affected very greatly. Why? Because sanctions imposed are unprecedented in terms of scope, coordination, simultaneous coordination, and speed, very fast, and appear to be overarching source of economic pressure on Russia. A very big pressure has been created on Russia, virtually from all sides. Now Russia is finding himself to be in a difficult situation, but it is still going ahead. Just imagine, Russia is currently the most sanctioned country in the world, having 5,581 sanctions imposed from various sources. And with so many sanctions going, the situation is really very tough for Russia. But again, it is also impacting our trade because India is trading with Russia since a very long time. It's impacting Indian trade also. India and Russia, bilateral payments are made in Indian rupees. This is a plus point for us. Hence, sanction by West may not have impact on the payments as such. We have been dealing with Indian rupees exchange directly with rubles without following the SWIFT method. Why? Because SWIFT method of payment to Russia has been banned. India's main imports from Russia include fuels, minerals, oils, pearls, precious or semi-precious stones, nuclear reactors, boilers, machinery, mechanical appliances, and electrical and equipment, machinery and equipments, and to a large extent, fertilizers. We rely on fertilizers from Russia. Major exports from India to Russia includes pharmaceutical products, electrical machinery, and equipments along with that, and especially organic chemicals and other vehicles also. So we are still doing trade in spite of all these sanctions. We are still doing import and export business with Russia. IMF has forecasted for Russia. There is a forecast for Russia. How? Sanctions targeting Russia's participation in SWIFT financial message system has created a crisis in Russia's financial sector. Now, what is SWIFT? SWIFT is an intermediate through which bank-to-bank foreign exchange transaction takes place. And European Union and America has placed a ban in SWIFT as far as Russia is concerned. That means Russia cannot access foreign funds through SWIFT. So where does it get foreign exchange from? So that is where they are having a very big crisis in their financial sector. Russian Central Bank has imposed capital controls by doubling their interest rates and providing liquid support to the banks, especially for local conversion, etc. Real economic sanctions disrupted Russia's real economy, which is including the production, purchase, and flow of goods. It has been impacted to a very great extent. Several Russian factories have had to suspend their production because they cannot access the necessary foreign parts or supplies or even some raw material which they want to run their factories. They have all been hit very badly. But the government is considering nationalizing of the assets of foreign companies who are going out of Russia, who are exiting Russia. Russian government will nationalize their assets and take over those assets. Institute of International Finance estimates that Russia's current account surplus could exceed $250 billion. Why? They have got to get this money, but they cannot get it because of the sanction on SWIFT movement to transfer the money to Russia. So it is still owned to them, but lying on their account, which they cannot access at the moment. Let's look at the impact, economic impact outside Russia, what is happening. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has led to international community using sanctions to weaken the Russian economy. All of them together have applied sanctions on Russian economy. And here the coordinated sanctions on Russia are particularly significant due to the size of Russian economy. Russian economy is a very big economy. Russia has been a key global supplier of several metals, chemicals, gases used in semiconductor production, wheat, fertilizers, and among all other commodities. And there, that is where the sanction has now started hurting others also, other countries which have been importing these items from Russia. Many international firms had also established factories, joint ventures, and retail operations in Russia. And now they face losses as they exit the Russian market. Because of sanctions, they cannot operate within the Russian market at all. Main impact on the US economy. Yes, US economy also has impacted as on date due to the higher gas prices, which is exacerbating inflation concerns within the US economy itself. Sanctions isolate Russia are a shock to the global economy, which has still struggling to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. We have not yet come out of the COVID-19 pandemic, and these sanctions are still hurting the international global community, the global economy. The sanctions have likely contributed to disruption in global supply chain, higher global commodity prices, and above all, a slowdown in global economic growth. It's not only affecting Europe, America, and Russia, who are direct involved with the sanction, but it is hurting all the world economic program. Europe remains heavily dependent on energy imports from Russia, especially natural gas. There is natural gas pipeline going from Russia, passing through Ukraine and going directly to Europe. But because of this sanction, Europe cannot utilize this gas. Therefore, now Europe is having a crisis as far as energy is concerned. Current European Union sanctions on Russia is including certain energy-related exemptions. It is hurting them very badly. The sanctions have, of course, exempted agricultural trade because the war has disrupted the global grain and fertilizer markets. And that is where, during the previous United Nations Security Council deliberation, they have insisted on exempting certain bilateral trade from the effect of sanctions, because food is a great priority and it should not be affected. World grain movement should not be affected because of this sanction. There are increasing concerns about the global food insecurity because of these reasons. If we look at the impact on the structure of the entire global economy, mind you, this war is hurting the entire global economy, or different situations at different ways. The new sanctions responding to Russia's aggression could have lasting effect on the structure of the global economy as such. Overall global economy is going to undergo a structural change. The sanctions could create or deepen fractures in the global economy itself. And above all, these sanctions could also accelerate efforts by various countries to reduce their reliance on the US dollars in international transactions. And I'm telling you, my understanding is that this factor is going to hurt United Nations, US more than others. Because today, the US dollar is being used for international transactions. So their currency is more usage worldwide. People are now coming out of that, using US dollars. we in India also have decided to start foreign exchange rotation in Indian rupees, import and export invoicing in Indian rupees. There is also some evidence that central banks are shifting out of US dollar denominated currencies. They are removing their US dollar assets. And if de-dollarization efforts gain momentum, gain traction on a broader scale, there would likely be implications for the US economy as a whole. US economy can undergo a vast change on this account. Let's look at the effects of all these sanctions together. Russia has been isolated from the global financial system totally, and the direct impact of the sanctions on the financial markets is far less than the secondary effects. Direct effect is less, secondary effect is now more. By having countries to adopt various other formats of economic working, there are the increase in the cost of raw material, energy, inflation, and interest rates. It may be very easy to eliminate Russia from the banking sector, but they cannot be eliminated from the energy sector. Europe is finding very difficult to stop using Russian energy. Why? Because it is the European Union's main supplier of gas. Without Russia, Europe energy becomes zero. And the conflict has marked a breaking point in international relations. It will affect all sectors of the global economy. And therefore, the international monetary system may evolve towards a new architecture where cross-border financial integration is reduced. That is, the reliance on SWIFT method of transfer of money will go into an impact stage. Let us look at the Russian economy, how it's going to impact the Russian economy. Western governments have deployed the economic and financial arsenals and sanctions against Russia. Okay, fine. US and its allies seized much of the Russian central bank's foreign exchange reserves. They have stopped it. They have also cut off Russian banks' access to the SWIFT financial messaging system for international transactions. That means though Russia is required to get money from foreign governments, but because of SWIFT sanction, that money cannot be transferred to the Russian bank. And therefore, Russia's economy is worse off than it was before it expanded its invasion on Ukraine. And IMF has projected that in 2022, Russia's economy will contract by 8.5%. Look at the difference. Our impact of Indian economy is expected to rise by 9%. And Russian economy is expected to contract 8.5%. And on this account, due to this, inflation will reach 24%. It's a huge situation for any economy. Above all, unemployment will double to 9.6%. That means there will be more unemployed people in Russia. But the longer term damage to Russia's economy will probably be considerable. Russia is going to be damaged. Their economy is really going to be damaged in a very hard-hitting way. Well, when sanctions are being applied, there are certain critics of the sanction also. Sanctions are being criticized due to various reasons. Critics say that these sanctions are very poorly conceived and rarely are they successful on a long-term basis. They have criticized on humanitarian grounds as they negatively impact a nation's economy. They say, why should the nation suffer? They can also cause collateral damage on ordinary citizens and can degenerate human rights in the targeted country. The critics are pointing out that when you are applying sanction on the government, it is affecting their ordinary citizens. It is degenerating their human rights. And therefore, what is actually happening, that what you want to control, you are creating the same thing. Human Rights Watch opposes all broad-based economic sanctions and measures seizing the sovereign wealth of any nation. Why? Because they represent appropriation of the wealth of the people of a country. And they are also criticized for not being successful in achieving the goal. And above all, having a negative effect on human rights, democracy, poverty, healthcare, and basic living conditions. Sanctions are affecting this in the country. You want to control their government for the government's activity. But where is the effect going? It is affecting the citizens of the country more than it is affecting the government. And that is where the critics are totally against these sanctions. Sanctions imposed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine in 2014, before also it has happened, it has failed to deter renewed Russian aggression. That is the biggest plus point, I would say, example being given by the critics to the other countries. That look at the sanction which you imposed on Russia in 2014. Has it stopped Russia from going into war again? No. Russia again in 2022 has gone into war. So what is the effect of your sanction? That is where the critics are really working around to try to come into a different form of sanction which may affect the government and not the citizens. Similarly, for embargo also, there are critics. Embargoes have been criticized for hurting subject population who have no role in setting or carrying out the objectionable policies. Critics say that the objectionable policies are being enacted by the government. Does the population have any control over that? They have got no role, no control. But it is hurting them. And that is where the biggest criticism has come out. And again, secondly, they rarely result in a change in policy, much less in the targeted country's government. Governments will not easily change their policies because of these embargoes. They can be successful in their goal of punishing the targeted country only in a limited manner. It's only a small, limited manner. And many have argued that the embargo has been ineffective. This is a classic example being given, that your embargo has been ineffective in changing the Cuban government behavior. U.S. embargo on Cuba remains, as of 2022, one of the longest standing embargoes in modern history. In spite of their applying, US applying such severe embargo on Cuba, has it changed the behavior of the Cuban government? No. Survived over such a long period, but having no effect on the government. And therefore, critics are saying, what is the use of applying an embargo when it is not useful, it is not accomplishing its purpose? I don't know whether critics are right or who are wrong. Ultimately, some sense has got to prevail somewhere. So thank you very much. Global economy is moving to a downfall. Are we creating this scenario? Let us look at that picture. Sanctions and embargo is resulting in the economy downfall. How do we check this? How do we see that this scenario is not created? Thank you.